Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Gibsons of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good afternoon. It is a final in Milwaukee. Royals lose in 11. They're walked off. 3-2 the final score. All right, so we're six games into this sophomore album. All right, six games in, and the Royals have the exact same record as they did this time last season. Last year, when many of you were stressing out about that 2024 ball club as they drop 2 of 3 at home to the defending division champions and then go on the road and drop 2 of 3, I remember the panic a season ago. As a matter of fact, in that final game of that first road series of the season, the Royals were walked off. And the post-game calls were nervous, angry, and the target of that anger and nervousness was Will Smith in the back end of the bullpen. Six games into that debut album of 2024, the Royals were 2-4 with a run differential of +4. As a matter of fact, they were walked off twice in that series loss in Baltimore. Fast forward to 2025, six games in, they've dropped 2 of 3 at home to the defending division champions and then go out on the road and drop 2 of 3 with that finale seeing their team walked off. Last year, it was Nick Anderson walked off along with Will Smith. This year, on the hill, Sam Long taking his second loss of the season. Phone lines are open for you. Text line is there as well. The number's the same, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. There's plenty of good to talk about in this 11-inning loss at the hands of the Brew Crew. Michael Massey and Kevin Biggio with nice all-around performances, not only executing at the dish, but getting it done defensively. I think you have to love on the big bullpen arms at the back end. Carlos Estevez, how about that Houdini act in the 10th? Speaking of a magic act, what did Lucas Erceg and Jonathan India team up to do in the 7th? To bail Angel Zerpa out. Hunter Harvey with the 1-2-3 sixth inning. Those three, the big dogs at the back end of the bullpen, Harvey, Erceg, Estevez, so far this season, they're a combined holding opponents, I should say. They're holding opponents to a combined 2-for-26. 9 up, 9 down for Hunter Harvey. Lucas Erceg has faced 7 hitters this season and recorded 7 outs this season. How about Daniel Lynch extending his major league best scoreless streak to 25 2/3 innings pitched? I'm sorry, Kansas City, if you tuned in for negativity, I don't have it for you today. Do I want Cole Reagans better? Yeah, yeah. Do I want to see Cole Reagans win a battle with Freddy Peralta? I do. I get excited for days like this where it's our best against your best. And yeah, I want to walk away feeling as if Cole Reagans, a guy that finished top 5 in the American League Cy Young Award voting last season, I want to walk away feeling as if he can stare down any ace in the game and come out on top. He didn't do that today. Now, he did punch out 10. He did have his sixth career double-digit punch-out performance. Very impressive today from Cole Reagans, but he was out-dueled. He was outperformed by fastball Freddy Peralta. My game notes after this 3-2 loss are brought to you by Jay's South Lanto. Be in the know and call Jay's South Lanto. Yes, okay, I'll give you that. I wanted more out of Cole Reagans, and when I say more, I mean length. And I'd like to see him at... I expected him to finish 6. Also, didn't expect him to punch out 10, but regardless, I need my ace to outduel their ace in a rubber game like this. But I have all the confidence in the world that the next time we see Cole Reagans, which is likely Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium taking on the Minnesota Twins, I have all the confidence he'll carve up those dudes. I mean, I'm sorry. I have a tough time watching Peralta do what he's done so many times over the past 5-6 seasons, and that is dominate. I have a tough time reaching for, searching for a panic button, a worry button, an angry button. I'm not interested. Because I maintain this team can handle it. And they handled a 2-4 start last year when they didn't even know they were any good. They're 2-4 and they know they're good. Offense shut out yesterday and had a difficult time putting anything together today. They score in the 2nd, they score in the 10th, they lose in the 11th. Phone lines are open for you. Listen, I'm not saying you can't show concern or anger or frustration. I just don't understand where that frustration, anger, or concern would be directed. Bobby Witt Jr. takes his first offer of the season. Him, Vinny, and Salvi combined to go 0-12. I don't know about you, but I'm not a believer in this offense enough that I think they're good enough to overcome an 0-12 from the big dogs. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Text line there as well. 913-586-7965. Royals walked off in Milwaukee. They dropped the series, and we go to the phone calls. Let's start off out in Lawrence. Ryan, you're going to hit leadoff this afternoon. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, how you doing, man?
All right, how are you?
Great. Just like you said, we have just got to find a way to break this rubber game trouble tendency earlier, I think, this year. Obviously, we didn't get it done completely last year. We just need to find a way in the end to get this win on a walk day before we go back to the K for this long homestand. Having said that, Reagans was really, really good today. Living in the zone early, and he talked about that all last season, and I know it didn't result in keeping that pitch count low, but it did in the first 3, and then he generated more and more and more swing and miss later on throughout the game. So it wasn't perfect. That 4th and 5th inning were much longer than we or he wanted, but that is a quality approach for him against a team, frankly, with a lot of swing and miss in them. He wasn't worried by that one changeup getting turned around early and a couple of random knocks. You know, if things just go a little bit differently in the 4th and 5th, we're talking about that quality start, like you said. And that's an ace, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to take a thing away from Peralta either, but I liked his approach. Maybe the execution wasn't perfect, but I like that. And then the bullpen. The way that Q deployed the bullpen today gives, you know, me reason to be positive going forward. I like the fact that Zerpa came in 2nd. He's trying to rehabilitate him a little bit, and maybe their analytics said something, or maybe it was just to change that up. But we got Lynch in that leverage, and boy, did he look good. Like, it didn't fall right today, but it's going to. And I trust in Q until it's all said and done. That's all I got, man.
Yeah, way to get us started, Ryan. Angel Zerpa comes in out of the bullpen 2nd, but he was the first lefty that they turned to. Right, the way things lined up in that bottom of the seventh inning, game knotted up at a run apiece. Now, Hunter Harvey goes through his three batters in the sixth, then due up to lead off that seventh is the lefty Garrett Mitchell. Due up third is the lefty Bryce Terang. So Q shows you once again that his top lefty option in a tight game is Angel Zerpa. And Zerpa fails once again to reward his manager. We'll see next time, seventh inning, tie game, a pair of lefties due up. Does Zerpa get the call or does Daniel Lynch? Zerpa tonight walks the leadoff man and then gives up a double to the nine hitter. And just like that, it's second and third with nobody out in a 1-1 game. Zerpa gets a ground ball, and then Q grabs Zerpa off the mound. Lucas Ursegg comes in with the help of the slick glove at third base of Jonathan India. Ursegg wiggles his team and Zerpa out of that seventh inning jam. Now in the ninth inning, due up again. Garrett Mitchell, the lefty, to lead off, and Bryce Terang in the hole, set to step to the dish third. So two lefties, and this time Matt Quatrero brings in Daniel Lynch, and he retires the side in order on just 16 pitches. Yeah, impressive stuff from Daniel Lynch. I wouldn't be surprised if coming up on Friday against Baltimore, you know, if we see Gunnar Henderson back, if we see intimidating left-handed bat due up in a big spot, I wonder if it'll be Zerpa or Lynch coming up on Friday, coming up this weekend against the Orioles. Thanks for the phone call, Ryan. Way to get us started. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's also our text line number. I mentioned Lucas Ursegg and the job that he did to wiggle out of that jam in the seventh. Lucas Ursegg is, for that, the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. And for being named player of the game, he will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home, from the shrimp cocktail to the twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, asparagus, and cheesecake. It'll all be delivered to your home from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Lucas Ursegg. Again, so far this season, he's faced seven batters and recorded seven outs. Royals bullpen, impressive. I know Carlos Estevez gave up a run, but for him to wiggle out somehow, bases loaded, nobody out in that 10th inning, the winning run standing on third base, and Milwaukee unable to punch it in. The composure showcased by Estevez with the help of Fermin behind the dish and Salvi over there encouraging him at first base. I'm sorry, I have a difficult time hanging my head after this rubber game loss and series loss at the hands of the Milwaukee Brewers. Phone lines are open for you. If you disagree, let me know why. 913-586-7965. We'll take a quick timeout. Get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
3-2, the pitch. Swing and a pop fly on the infield. Salvi is under it. Now Garcia wants it. He'll make the catch. What a job by Estevez. He pulls a Houdini. Bases loaded and he doesn't let anybody score beyond the one run they got to tie it.
Unbelievable. Carlos Estevez in the 10th. pushes the game to the 11th. Unfortunately, the Royals unable to push across a run in the top half of the 11th. The Brewers most certainly were, and the Royals are walked off in the finale in the Brew City. 3-2, the final score, but that right there, with Steve Stewart on the call, Carlos Estevez wiggling out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam is, without question, the MVP play of the game, presented by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Estevez, Urseg, and Harvey so far this season are a combined, almost darn near perfect, 8 1/3 scoreless innings among the big three at the back end of this bullpen. All right, let's go to Reed in Liberty. Reed, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals fall to 2-4 for a second straight season. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. How you doing? Hope you're having a good day. Listening into the game today on the radio, and I was also in attendance on that series finale in Cleveland that miserable day where it was really cold. And I just an observation that I've noticed from the Royals and from listening today is I share a lot of optimism that you have about them. I think their pitching's fine. Their bullpen's fine. And their defense is phenomenal. But my concern is really with the offense. And I think the problem with the offense, based on what I've seen, is we're not being very select. We're not being very disciplined at the plate when it comes to the early portion of the game. Now, you can definitely see, the aggressiveness and the decisiveness at the plate. When we're in the eighth and ninth inning in the latter half of the game, you really see it. They really rally forth and put a lot of effort forth in those innings. But in the early part of the game that I've observed when I've watched the Royals this season so far is, we're not being very selective. We're swinging at a lot of stuff out of the zone. We're fishing for a lot of stuff. Salvi, I love Salvi to death as much as any other Royals fan. What I'm seeing out of Salvi is a lot of his signature, his butt's hanging out to the third base side and his bat head is hanging out to the first base side and swinging at stuff out of the zone. And nothing against Salvi there. I mean,
I'm doing it for years,
very familiar, right? Familiar with the ebbs and flows of the game. And, I have a feeling they're going to come back around, but they just need to find that spot where they can be selective at the plate, be decisive early in the game, work the count up, make the pitcher work. Yeah. Give their guys a chance.
Yeah, like they did on Monday. I understand what you're saying, Reed. You're talking about what they did on Monday when they got 26 pitches out of that Emil Rodriguez and they scored 4 runs in the first 2 frames. Yeah, it's either that or Freddie Peralta was really good today. I appreciate the phone call. And, the offense, I would like to think that you're listening to our outstanding Chiefs coverage throughout the Royals offseason here on 96.5 The Fan. And if you were, I'm sure whenever The Drive or Cody and Gold or Fesco and Dusty would talk about the Royals and the upcoming season, the question was the offense. And 6 games into the season, no, we don't have our answer of whether or not the offense is improved slightly. If there's a large improvement, if it's more of the same, if they've regressed, we got to let this sophomore album play a little bit longer. Jonathan India has a hit in 5 straight. Michael Massey's reached base safely in 5 of the team's 6 games this season. But there's no question, guys like Michael Massey and MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe, it's going to take a long time before you're bought in on this offense, before I'm bought in on the offense, because that's the game. Right? That's big league baseball. You got to do it months, seasons, years before we say, okay, I know what I'm going to get out of Bobby Witt Jr. Put Salvador Perez and Jonathan India in that category as well. It's because those guys have been producing for 3 or 14 or 5 seasons of big league baseball. We've seen MJ really good for a few months in a row. We've seen Michael Massey really good for a couple of months in a row. tough to depend on someone that's only shown you that you can depend on them for a few weeks. But in the early part of April, you're going to give these guys opportunities because they are still the best you have. Let's go to CJ in Kansas City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, CJ.
Hey, what's up, Birdman? Great to hear your voice on the radio, man. I got to say this really quick, if I have a second. Man, that scoop swing that Salvi does, come on, man. You never get tired of seeing that. I don't care what happens, man. They can throw the ball like away from him, and he just does a swoop. I'm going to do a swoop swing right now with a bat. It's just a phenomenal thing to
see. That's what his statue should be, is swinging at that
spot. Yeah, that swoop swing should be a statue permanently, like, in your heart somewhere. And Salvi, when Pete Alonso got his award for the home run derby, man, Salvi made history that day. That's why he's my favorite player. And I'm gonna get that jersey and meet Salvi one day.
His home run jersey. It. Okay. Yeah.
Man. Okay. Hey, man. This game was just so good. This game is so good, man.
It was.
This man. It's a Wednesday middle of the day game against the Brewers. Turned into a overtime pitcher's duel. Harvey was so good, man. I got up.
Harvey's the guy I want on the mound when Jose Ramirez or Stephen Kwan or when the Royals go to Cleveland this upcoming, not this weekend, but next weekend. Harvey's the one I want to put it on a Guardian to even up for what Class A did to India.
Well, the Guardians won the AL last year, if I'm not mistaken, and we still went further. So I hope we do win the division, but I'm expecting us to go deep in the playoffs again. If we can just match what we did last year, man, I'll be so happy, man. A loss like this today doesn't mean a loss, man, to me, man. That was a dog fight, and I want the whole league to know that the Royals will fight with you.
Well, here's the thing. Listen, going into this series, everyone in Major League Baseball and everyone in the sports world was laughing at the Milwaukee Brewers, right? You gave up a billion runs in a three-game series to the Yankees. And the Brewers might stink. You know, who knows, maybe they get Woodruff and Myers back and Savali and that rotation locks back in and they're the team that they've been for the better part of the past decade. That's very possible. But today you saw all the best of what's left in this Milwaukee pitching staff. You know, there's only three pitchers in all of Major League Baseball that have gone 200-plus strikeouts in each of the past two seasons. Dylan Cease, Zach Wheeler, and the guy the Royals got diced up by today in Freddie Peralta. He's good. There's no shame in getting carved up by fastball Freddie Peralta, and that's what he did. Don't get it twisted. Eight innings of two-hit baseball. He didn't walk a batter. And he punched eight tickets as well. Royals are walked off in 11. 3-2, the final score. We get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He blew a fastball by him at 99 and strands a pair.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. That's Lucas Ursig pumping 99 pass. Former National League MVP Christian Yelich to help the Royals and Angel Zerpa escape a big-time jam in a tie game in the seventh inning. Royals would keep it at 1-1, force extras, score in the 10th thanks to a Michael Massey one-out RBI single. Massey, by the way, the only Royal with multiple hits today. Massey 2-for-4 with a run scored and a run driven in. Unfortunately, Milwaukee would score in the bottom of the 10th to tie it up and then walk it off on an indefensible bunt, truly. You know, first and third with only one out If the bunt's laid down well, it is a, again, an indefensible play. So the Brewers take the series. The Royals take tomorrow off and then head back home for a seven-game homestand, three against the Baltimore Orioles, start on Friday night with Seth Lugo on the hill. And then it's four against the Minnesota Twins. 913-586-7965. That's the text line. Rally Mantis is angry that I'm apparently not letting fans vent. You vent all you want, bud. I know you're paying your hard-earned money to see this product. That's what this whole post-game show's about. Dial me up. Shoot me a text. Don't just whine. Kathy in Los Angeles says she's going to wait until the beginning of June before she starts to panic about this offense. From the 816, a bad loss from a bad team, Vern. Closer absolutely getting rocked, and once again, top three hitters getting worked. I don't know about a closer getting rocked. I don't know about it being a bad team. I don't know how you can infer that after six games. Royals 2-4 with a run differential of minus two. Last year, they were 2-4 with a run differential of plus four. From the 913, Vern, this isn't directed at any single player, but the threat of having another miserable April like we've been so accustomed to seeing for much of the past decade, it really scares me. Well, I would advise you to go to church or get a dog. From the 620, Vern, this is my first year actually watching Royals baseball. I have faith that this sophomore album will pick up soon. Yeah, I don't know what you've gleaned about this organization or the 26 men inside that clubhouse that would lead you to believe in any other outcome other than them having a very successful homestand starting on Friday and you feeling completely different in a week from now. Stay tuned. Much more Royals conversation. The Drive with CDOT. Rob Brent. It's coming your way next on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. I'll talk to you from Kauffman on Friday. Thanks for listening.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.